Last time on the Wrong Heroes Chaos.
Remember the name Mira or Arthur Gallus?
I do definitely know Gallus, but he found the artifact back in my tower.
He also said he was going to discuss it with me in the morning, and he didn't, so don't assume he's telling the truth.
I don't think he's going to jump on a boat by himself. He needs us.
Does he?
Yes, otherwise he just hired the cart and come here himself.
I don't suppose you've seen Isaac.
Oh, yeah, he's just over there.
I heard that you might know where a mutual person of interest might be.
Welcome to the Wrong Heroes.
Who are you looking for?
I'm looking for Werken.
Well, it's not a name I'd expect someone I didn't know to know, or at least to hear. Who sends you?
A priest from...
Who in the city sends you?
I mean... It's a complicated story. I've been searching for him before I got here, before anyone asked for anything.
Right.
And a pair of, I want to say twins, asked me to talk to you about him.
All right. Well.
But I just want help.
Come at higher regard then. I was warned that I'd be seeing somebody, but be careful who you talk to. But yep, I've been hearing that... someone of an unknown will be coming to see me, and maybe I could help you, and maybe you could help me as well. I do know of the twins. Now this is very careful. I do dealings with them outside of my job, if you will. Now you see, when you don't need the money. You don't need the fame or the power, being a quite well-respected guard captain. There's only one thing that money can't buy. I'm in love with that Daniela, and I'll do whatever it takes to get in her good books, you see.
Okay.
Finishes drink off, slams down the glass on the table.
Now, I was trying to keep the details of this person and under wraps. I wanted to be keeping this the exact location to myself until I was able to get tangible results. As you can imagine, no point giving a location up without the person. Now, the problem is. I can't just walk in there myself, you see. It's in a part of the city that us Apple Rocks aren't allowed to go to exactly. Mainly because of the Shores Gang. And I've been a well-known member of the Captain Guard, being who I am. It's not something I can do myself. Or even my lads. I wouldn't trust them with it. Wouldn't trust them to keep their mouth shut, for a start.
That's fair.
I could give you it in exchange for the prize that would be in store upon me.
Sure, I just need Werken to work his magic, so to speak. Holy shit, I'm on a pun bun today. I just need him to help me out, so any prize, yeah. Fine, you can have it.
You got it. All right, so you got a map?
Yeah, got a map.
He points to a location in Edbridge to the far west.
I had a feeling it was going to be in Edbridge. I don't know why. I was just like, I bet it's not going to be the close part. It's not going to be the small area. It's going to be the big fucking place.
You see, that Edbridge and parts of Seven Boroughs is... run by Shaw's gang. Mm-hmm. Now, Shaw is a dangerous fella. But, I tracked down that priest to this location.
And he points to basically one of the buildings to the far west.
As he's in there, I think. Now, I can't be sure, but I'll tell you one thing I am sure about. He's being protected. Being protected by Shaw's gang. I don't know why. I can't work out why. Nothing in me is telling me the reason. He wants something. I reckon he's using him for leverage of some kind. I don't know what, though. It's not like anybody really knows these remaining priests are even around anymore. But I know who they are. And I know that Shaw, being who he is, will want something from it. I can't tell you any more than that, but I will let the... once you've secured, if you will, this Gribble character, well, let the twins know about him. Taking the credit, of course, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely fine by me.
There you go. Now, what happened here stays in it, and if I find that you've been blabbing, let's just say that I won't be the one to kill you, but I know plenty who will.
Fantastic. I will definitely keep that front and centre of my mind.
Is it just you, then? I need to know these things just in case I tell my lads to keep an eye out for someone of your description.
I mean, there are two others, a human and a dwarf, but one looks... Man looks like a cigarette come to life.
Excellent description.
That is the best description I've heard of him. Yeah, it's brilliant.
White with ginger hair and yellow trousers.
Burning on top. Yeah. Ashy at the bottom.
Yeah. Just pale from like everywhere. Wears dark clothes. Very, very skinny. Looks like he's thinking about everywhere he could stab you.
About this, I tell my lads that if you're with two others, you're fine to go in and out. You're under my supervision. But if you go with one more, then you say, they'll stop you. And there'll be questions.
That's absolutely fine.
Right. Off you go then. Don't come back until you've secured our mutual friend.
Absolutely. No problem. And I get up and I speed walk out.
Okay.
Do you leave the picture?
Yes, I leave the picture. I head back to the hotel to find the guys.
We are outside room 5.
Okay. <In the hotel. laughs>
Yeah. Lip, if we are going to do this, it is probably best that we assume the personas of hotel inspectors. Huh? So,
right.
This is, I think, the plan. Right. I will be a different name and you will have a different name. You can be Christopher, all right? Your name is not Lip, it is Christopher. I will be called Columbus. And we will go in. I will knock. I am in charge, but you are there as like the audit guy. You are there as kind of like the... You're like the...
Brains of the outfit.
Yeah. See. You do all of the silent hard work, and I'm more of the front man. So we will go in there. Remember, we are here to do random hotel inspection. If you consent, you'll be entered into a prize draw for what's a really good thing that people like and want to have? A material position, not like a happy marriage or, you know, successful career or anything like that. We can't promise that.
I mean, why is what we're promising going to be a realistic thing? They're not getting it. It's not a real thing.
So, I know, but they need to consent to let us in. If we say, oh, you'll be entered in a prize draw for a safety pin, that will not impress anyone at all, right? We need to be offering some goods, right? We need to be, you know, stoking their excitement for this inspection. How about bespoke armor made by yourself? That way you don't have to lie. You could technically do that.
But I could do that, but could Christopher do
that? Oh, method acting. Very good. Well, let us say that you...
No, Lip's actually confused.
Let us say, for the purposes of kind of like pulling this off, that you and Christopher are very, very similar. You are both dwarves. You are both blacksmiths by trade. But there are some bits of your personality which are different. For example, you are not a hotel inspector. Lip is not a hotel inspector. But Christopher is. Okay?
Right.
Right?
But what about the other times we were hotel inspectors?
Right. Well, we hadn't elaborated on who we were then. We just went by our own names. What I don't want is for this to go poorly and for Frederick to say, oh, to hear from them, oh, it was these people called Francis and Lip, because then he will know who did it. But if we say, oh, it was Christopher Columbus who did it, then he will think it's just one person rather than two, and we will bamboozle him even more. It is how I build my safety nets, like an onion with layers. So,
hello, is there someone outside my door?
right, shut up.
Opens the door.
You're talking too much.
Hello.
Hola. Buenos dias.
Sorry, can I help you? You see an older...
Oh, no.
Older male, stout, sort of stout looking, bald head, quite tan skin. He's wearing quite modest looking traveller's clothes. Hello, yes.
Hola. This is Christopher, mi amo Colombo. We are hotel inspectors, and congratulations, you've been entered into our surprise prize draw. If you consent to a completely free and very quick and painless inspection of your hotel room.
Right, is the landlord? I'm very confused.
It is why it is a surprise inspection. You see, the prize draw is for 10 million gold. but obviously we are doing surprise inspections across the country. So there will be many people entered in, and like a lottery, that will probably be split up. And a lot of it does go to charity, and you lose half of it if you decide that you don't want to go public with your winnings. But essentially, you're still being for a lot of coin.
Okay.
So we were wondering if we could just take a couple of minutes just to kind of like inspect your room, make sure it is safe for you, make sure there's not any graffiti here, make sure that you are enjoying your stay, do a quick survey, and then we'll be out of your way. And as a bonus, I will throw in some grapefruit slices.
Roll me a deception check.
Now, one would ordinarily think that for a rogue mastermind, this would be a very simple check to do.
Mm-hmm.
You would be wrong.
I'm not too sure. Quinn. And this dwarven male, it looks like he's wearing leather armor looking thing. And he goes, yeah, what's up? Well, these gentlemen are talking about some sort of inspection. Oh, well, I'm sorry. Sorry, mate. What's going on? Sorry. Don't worry, Thor. You go sit down. All right.
Let me talk to you in Dwarvish. You know that if you understand the mother tongue. We are hotel inspectors. My name's Columbus. This is Christopher. And you've been entered into a prize draw for a very quick inspection. 10 million gold on the line. Obviously, you know, that'll be spread out amongst multiple winners. You'll lose half of it if you go public, all the standard stuff. But it's part of a charitable thing. And we just do a quick inspection of your room. Check everything's safe. Check that you're enjoying your time here at the Ocean Scan. Do a quick survey. Then we'll be out your way and you'll be entered into that prize draw free of charge. And you'll get this plate of 2 to 3.5 grapefruit slices.
Have you got any identification?
No, of course. I have my hotel inspector certificate, but I've left it in my room. I'm staying here the night.
You don't look like inspectors to me. You're dressed normally.
That's why it's a surprise inspection. If we went round with our inspector's uniform on, it wouldn't be a surprise anymore. It would spoil the fun.
I don't know. This is a bit...
I tell you what, I can run to my room and get it if you want.
I think you might need to, because I'm not just letting you in. You could be murderers.
Oh no, I've never murdered anyone in my life. I tell you what, my friend Christopher can start the inspection, have a look round. I'll go and grab the ID and I'll be right back.
Not too sure.
We can leave the door wide open, it's not a problem. We're not looking to do anything untoward. Just a quick look. Enter the prize draw. You can have the grapefruit now if you like, free of charge.
I'll wait for the identification first.
Ah, of course you will. That's a smart thing to do.
He folds his arm and just stands directly in the doorway.
Right, well, give me a minute and I'll be right back. All right, Christopher, you stay here and make some more talk. I'm going to go to my room and get the ID.
All right, I'll wait for you here.
Back out. Right, I will go to my room. I will take out my forgery kit, and I will very quickly attempt to forge a hotel inspector's certificate.
Go on then. Roll for it.
Oh, God.
So the gentleman looks at you, Lip, and goes, listen here. If this is some sort of scam, I suggest you leave it be.
I assure you, my friend at no point mentioned this was a scam, so I'm pretty sure it is not a scam.
That is a 16.
Okay, that's good enough.
I will run back with this forged hotel. It basically says, hotel inspector, official.
It looks at it dubiously and goes, looks at you, looks at the illustration.
Doesn't notice that the ink is still wet.
No, but he rolled underneath you, so he believes it. He goes, well, all right, you can come in, but make it quick because...
Oh, it'll be very quick indeed. Don't you worry about that. Christopher...
I'm going to keep my eye on you, though. And,
oh, no. I tell you what. I will just stand here in the door, and Christopher can do the inspection. He knows all about the room and that. I'll just stand there and cast my eye over the room, and I'll do a quick survey with you while Christopher's having a look-see round.
Well, I don't want to take part in no survey. I don't have time.
Oh, do you not?
It's like me and my husband, we're going to be heading out soon. And, you know, if you want to do your quick checks, you do it. But, you know, like I said, me and him, we're going to be leaving in a minute.
That'll be even quicker then. Okay, if we both inspect, we'll be doing it. So off we go. Now, Christopher, I wonder if you could... obviously, we've worked together for years.
Really?
But I'm just wondering how good your investigation is compared to mine and whether I should assist you or you should assist me.
Oh, no.
I think you know everything you need to know from that.
Right, well, you'll assist me then, so I'm going to do a quick investigation of the room.
Got it. What are you looking for exactly?
This is a good question. I am looking for any... Specifically, I'm looking for any notes or messages that may have been left by previous occupants.
Right.
So things like there's like carving of names in walls or hidden notes or messages otherwise kind of like in the room. So I'm not looking for like wealth or money or you know, anything like that. I'm looking for specifically messages from previous occupants.
And as my assistant, let's say, remember, other side of doors. Doors are a good thing to check.
Aye, yes. I would never have thought of that without you.
That's why we work so well together.
We do, and we know everything about each other.
That's right, Columbo.
I like your nickname for me. Oh, fuck. Oh, no, advantage, I can do it again. God, fucking hell.
You don't find any notes. You do find...
No, obviously.
You find a few carvings underneath the beds. And it says, okay. Bez was here. And then it crosses in out. And then it says, Bez was a knob. And then they cross that out. And then it says, you're going to have it. Your mom's going to have it. And then it crosses it out and say, your mom's a bar wench.
I am letting the subclass down. Right, well, inspection over. Thank you for your time. We'll be off, Christopher. Off we go.
All right, well, bye.
Right, bye. Yep. Bye. Adios.
Bye. See ya.
So, listen, how do I get in on this prize draw?
Lip, I tell you what, I will enter you later on. Don't worry, you'll be part... Now, listen, if you don't hear anything about it, don't worry. There's lots of people entering it, so you may never hear back from it. But I will enter you, don't worry.
All right.
Unfortunately, I was not able to obtain any information about that room unless we come into contact with a gang member by the name of Baz. I have heard valid rumour that his mother is a bar wench.
Crucial information that could be useful.
That is what we call leverage, Lip. We can use that to undermine their psychological state. But unfortunately, I did not hear anything about Mira in there. There were no such notes.
Okay, well, that's fine, I guess. It was a bit of a long shot.
It was a little bit of a long shot. On the plus side, I now have a hotel inspector certificate, which has fooled one person, so potentially could fool other people.
Gabriel, as you're on your way back, you get a essentially a text message from Welby that says, "Do you like fudge?"
I kind
it's
of
a euphemism.
I pause, I sigh, and go, "I've honestly never had it, but seeing as how you ditched me, I think I would like to try some."
And it just says, "Okay, dot, dot, dot."
Does it appear? Is it like a magic eight ball? Does it appear on the stone?
Yeah, exactly that. It like glows. Nice. Essentially.
Yeah, I just like...
Whatever you think into the stone will basically come up as writing and get sent to the other person.
But every so often it says, "You need to update for the latest version."
Yeah.
So you need to kind of let it run in the background.
You have reached the limit of your service.
Yeah.
You have too many messages on your stone. Did you know the information from your stone is being shared to social media groups?
Yeah, I just head back, continue on. I do actually, as I'm going, I'm like, "Are you still in Apple Rock?" To Welby.
Yes, I'm just in a charming little shop. They sell all manner of sweets and delicacies. That's why I asked you about the fudge.
Oh, okay. Be safe, in capitals.
He says, "Oh, it's a lovely place. Everyone's so friendly."
I decide not to disabuse him of that notion. And speed walk back to the hotel.
What a good turn of phrase. I decide not to disabuse him of that notion. For the sake of the story, we are coming down the stairs at the same time that Gabriel comes back, let's say.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hola.
So, I know where the guy I need to find is.
Well, you've been a lot more successful than we have. I've just lost a plate of 2 to 3.5 slices of grapefruit.
Well, I'm sure you did your best.
Well, you would think that. But despite having all the advantages, quite literally and figuratively, I still came up short. Doesn't matter. You know, there'll be another time. Life is fickle. Today is bad. Tomorrow may be good. Let us see. So, you know where you're going?
I do.
Why do you sound so pensive?
Well, you know that feeling when you know you're being used for something?
I usually inspire that feeling in others, but sure.
Okay, well, I'm on the receiving end of it. It doesn't feel nice.
Oh, you are caught in like the machinations of multiple people, is it? In the spider's web.
I mean, this guard that told me where to find working, apparently has a crush on one of the twins that I met.
Oh no, that is a bad idea.
Yeah. And, you know,
wait, I mean, I don't know anything about this guy. Was he like young and rich and attractive?
No, he was shorter than me and about 5 times as wide.
Oh, no, he has no chance.
He can pound his liquor like you wouldn't believe, though. I mean,
that is one positive in his advantage, I guess.
Yeah, didn't seem drunk at all either. Which,
really?
Yeah.
Was it watered down meat like the kind of shit Agnes served us?
No.
Because
no.
I could pound that shit all day and not get drunk.
No. I mean, it's the sort of stuff that the barman said, it'll put hair on your chest. Look at me.
Wow, you must have drunk a lot.
One mouthful.
Did you bathe in it?
No, one mouthful, mate. One mouthful.
Wow.
Truth.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I should drink some. I'm going bold.
So he's not actually seen or spoken to working because he's in a different area of town.
Oh, well, which area of town is he in?
Edgebridge?
Oh, that's not far from here, but it's on the other side of the city from the Sun Docks, as I recall.
It's kind of over there-ish.
It's to the west of the city, is it?
And Shaw's gang is protecting him.
Senor Frederick told me about Shaw's gang the other night when I asked him about the gangs. He says they're a rough lot.
Yeah, but, you know, it's only they just don't want anyone hurting this guy, and I don't intend to hurt the guy.
This is true. We're just going to him to get your corruption sorted.
Yeah. And the guard kind of wanted me to confirm if Working was there so that he could tell the twins and get the prize.
Oh, like curry favour.
I assume so. I don't know. I didn't know that I was in a competition, to be honest with you.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, but I mean, I can worry about it when I get to it.
Well, just thinking, it's in a pretty dodgy part of town, you know.
I mean, we're dodgy-looking people, Francis. It's not like it. I'd be more worried if it was in the really nice part of town, to be honest.
This is true. That might work in our favour. See. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we have exhausted all our investigative routes here, unfortunately. We were trying to find more information about Mira from Lip. From the diary. Were you there about Lip finding Mira's diary here?
You found a diary?
Oh, see. She stayed here like a year ago.
I slept in a bit. I had a late-night conversation and some will writing to do. No, that's great. You found a lead on where she is?
Well, it's a very short lead. In that it led here, and then that's it.
where we already were.
Yeah.
But so. I mean, it's good because you know that she was alive.
As of a year ago,
it's true. I mean, anything could have happened in a year. She was, like, the last thing it says is that she was coming home, so.
Maybe she got lost.
It's a year's worth of lost? I mean, I've only managed that twice. It's quite hard.
Well, yeah, but see, you've managed it twice, though. So it's possible. Yeah,
but she's far more amazing than I am, so she shouldn't get this.
Well, this I don't know, maybe something, about having met her.
Or maybe something weird happened and she can't go home. You know, that happens to people. Sometimes people make a mistake and can't go home.
What kind of mistake are you referring to?
Died by mistake? We're back where we started. She's probably dead.
No, Lip, we don't know that she's dead. She could have met someone else.
Yeah, no, she wouldn't have met anyone else, and I just... elbow you in the ribs.
Like, of course not. She wrote an entire diary, of course. Her love is eternal.
Like, she's probably just got caught up in adventures. I mean, look how easily we fall into them, for God's sake.
We were going to stay back at Cold Inn and set up a little bakery, as I recall. But we decided... Well, that was one of my many ideas. Maybe.
And then you killed people and the law caught up with us. Yeah, it's weird how that happened.
That was in Ember Grove, not Cold Inn.
It blurs into one after a while. I think it was a matter of time before you killed someone.
All the shitty villages look the same. Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose, since Welby is putting us on a little bit of a time crunch...
He's bringing fudge.
Ooh, fudge.
Mm. I've never had it.
No, I haven't either, but it sounds interesting.
Anyway, I'll let him know that if we're not here when he gets back, to just stay put here.
Oh, yes, good idea.
I mean, if you want to come with me, you don't have to.
Well, I was thinking about the horses... and not because they are potentially brisket by now, but because we needed to extend the rights on our storage unit for one more night, eventually. But we can do that later on, I guess.
I mean, it's the morning, Francis. It's like we haven't even hit lunchtime
yet.
I know,
I've just had breakfast.
Exactly. Like, it's definitely breakfast hours, not lunch hours. So, you know, I say we go figure out if working's around and, you know, then go and check on the brisket.
See, it'll keep us busy. It'll keep us away from... the hidden meadows where the you know those girls are, and we can, you know, any, you know, distance we can put between us and them is a good thing, and we can, you know, sort out your thing, and we don't even have to go back. We can get your corruption sorted. We can head straight to Welby and get on a ship and off, be on our way.
You see, you say we, but I'm just the only one they've seen. Why are you so worried about them?
Oh no, I saw them. I was like crouched on the roof of that dilapidated church.
Yeah, but they didn't see you.
No, but they know that you're traveling with a human and a dwarf, don't they?
There's a lot of humans and a lot of dwarves in this town.
Yeah, but not travelling with you, unless you've certainly got groupies I'm not aware of.
You don't know my life, Francis. I can have groupies. I look at Lip and I'm like, what's a groupie?
Beats me.
He has only ever had the one. And it's a legal groupie. Which is essentially all marriage is. It's just a groupie for life. By contract.
Very devout groupie.
A very devout groupie.
And if anything, I was her groupie, so.
Yes. The power dynamic was very much the other way, yeah.
Okay. But
see, well, yeah, like, I mean, you know the direction, so you've still got the map, I presume?
Yep, I do.
All right, well, let's not plan or consider any possible issues. Oh, I should let you on our code word, Lip. No, not Lip. I should let you on our code word, Gabriel.
You have a code
Lip
word?
Lip and I discussed the code word the last time we were walking into danger. So if things need to get stabby and hammery very quickly, like, rather than, you know, we just have a code word that we arranged. The code word... Now, Lip, this is like a test of the fire alarm, all right? Don't react to this. Just chill. That cover your ears. Gabriel, the code word is anvil.
Anvil?
Don't say it so loud. When we shout anvil.
Okay.
If anybody
pulls his hammer out.
Oh, no. Liv, calm down, all right? This is still the part of the test. Now, I'm still reading the instructions to Gabriel. Now, when any of us shout anvil, that is the cue that things have gone very, very badly. We all need to go into, like, action mode and you know, start getting ready to hurt people and, you know, probably roll for initiative.
Okay. So everything goes wrong. One of us yells anvil.
Yeah, if things go only if they go really, really wrong. And okay. Violence is unavoidable because we want to avoid violence if at all possible.
Well, yeah. I mean, I need the guy to be alive to reverse this. So far I have found that just being confident and asking nicely has worked.
This is sounding like a very poor strategy compared to me.
And yet I'm the one who's come away with something so far this morning.
Hey, I got into a stranger's bedroom with a hotel inspector ruse.
I'm not even going to ask. I think it's better for my own safety if I don't ask.
Yeah, plausible deniability, I like it.
That, right. Yes, absolutely.
Let's head off towards the shore gang territory then.
I pull out the stone. Welby. Me and the guys were going on some business. We'll be back, I hope, at some point this afternoon. If you get back to the hotel before us, just stay here. Do not get on a ship. I'll repeat, do not. Please.
I've just found this wonderful, charming bookshop that sells these wonderful novels. Something about rainbows. Not in my taste.
I don't even notice this on the stone.
I respond back and go, maybe pick one up for Francis. I think he'll like it.
Okay. But not Border of Rainbows. I already have that one.
I think he said Border of Rainbows. He hasn't got that one.
No. It's the other way around.
Okay, I'll buy the set.
See.
Thank
see you later.
You. Bye.
For a guy who's in a hurry, he's really doing the tourist trail around this town.
He is, but this is okay. This works. It's worked.
He's going to get his name carved into a stick of rock.
Yeah.
He's going to get a penny press and everything. Yeah.
He's going to come back. He's going to be wearing like the sweater and the cap and the bucket and spade.
I went to Chichester and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's all go. Right. I've got a map. I know where I'm going.
Cool. All right.
Confidence.
So you head back through Applerock and head out towards Edbridge. You have to pass through gates where obviously the Applerock guards are stationed. They look at you, Gabriel, and nod their head in an understanding nod.
I give them a nod back.
They look at Francis and Lip very, very carefully up and down. You can probably ascertain that they're kind of noting down exactly what they look like. One of them pulls out a little pad of paper and just starts jotting little notes down about you as you leave and head towards your location in Edbridge. Edbridge, as mentioned previously, lower middle class. So there's pretty normal looking people around. People are probably more Francis is standing. You get a few looks, but more looks of not seeing you here before. Keep an eye on you. So as you
quite
continue
pleasant
on,
and a nice change.
Yeah, exactly. So as you continue on through Edbridge, you feel something tap your shoulder, Gabriel. Someone tap your shoulder as you walk past a group of just indiscriminate people.
Whip round.
What are you looking for?
Don't worry, I'm not looking. I know where I'm going.
Are you sure? As he grabs onto your shoulder and squeezes it a little bit.
I wince a little bit. I mean, sure, I'm looking for this building in the west. You could, I don't know, maybe confirm it's definitely there and exists.
All right, well, we can take you there.
Excellent. Thank you.
The gentleman you're talking to sort of very subtly nudges you forward, as then five others from different parts of this street just start walking along with you behind you.
I just, under my breath towards the other two, I say, I just want it known. I did offer you the opportunity to not come with me.
Gabriel, this is great. You now have groupies.
Are they?
Oh, that's what they are. Right.
It's just stalker people.
Oh, okay.
No, Gabriel, this is not what groupie means. Don't put that into your vocabulary. That is not what it means.
Okay.
There are five of them in total. Oh, no, six in total. Five plus the original. You mm-hmm. see?
Yeah, so six.
So is Francis like subtly counting how many knives? He's like, one, two.
How many can I?
Just doing that quick pat down.
So the gentleman who you originally spoke to sort of whispers into your ear, Gabriel, we're going to take you to a holding house. You wait there, and I'm sure you'll find what you're looking for. Yeah?
I mean, you don't know who I'm looking for.
Maybe I don't. Maybe I do.
I will ask one of the random people who were escorting us. No, I'll not go over to them. I'll just kind of shout it, call it out loud. I don't suppose anyone around here has run into a dwarf by the name of Mira, have they? Red hair, silver armour, attractive by dwarf standards.
Attractive by dwarf standards.
No one really is paying you any attention. The guys at the back, well, the group at the back, you don't know, they're very indiscriminately dressed. They're like everyday people.
Has anyone here had fudge before? what is it and what is it like?
The guy who's talking to Gabriel says, you better keep your friends quiet.
Oh, believe me, if I could, I would. But let me just... let me... Sure.
I want the same thing as you. I want him to shut up.
Yeah. I just kind of like over my shoulder, I'm like, Francis.
See?
Shut up or you're going to get us killed.
I'm just asking about fudge.
Don't. Ed, these are not fudge people, man. Please don't.
Oh, okay.
They're toffee
people.
They are
diabetic. That is fine.
Yeah, sensitive bet it too. So, you know, don't bring it up.
Can we interest any of you in a prize draw?
Oh, no, my God, please. No. I just reach behind and just grab Lip's face and cover his mouth with my hand.
Christopher, now is not the time to be talking about the prize draw.
Smart. Yeah, less people in it, more chance. Yeah, smart.
So after about 10 minutes or so, you're brought to a sort of simple house, quite dark shingled roof. It looks quite sturdy. You're led through an unlocked door into a open plan room with a bed and a dresser. In a corner, there's a fire pit. There's a bunch of dry fruit that's hanging from the ceiling. It looks like no one lives here. Or if they did, they haven't been back for quite a long time. There's no clothes, there's no dishes or anything anywhere. The guy who you're originally talking to is the only one that goes into the room with you. He goes, you're going to wait here and we're going to lock you in. So no one else is going to obviously come in until until they're ready.
Okay.
Turns around, closes the door, and you just hear the door being locked.
Are there any windows in this room?
Yes.
I was looking at the answer. I'm not going to lie, guys. I think I might have just sold us into slavery.
With Wellbeyond tour around Chichester, our heroes enter the unfamiliar territory of Edbridge, home to the Shore Gang, and are instantly accosted by a group of unknown thugs. Who will our heroes be meeting next? Find out in episode 27 of The Wrong Heroes Chaos.